trenutak, sveti kralj Katvanga se odmah oslobodio od svih materijalnih djelatnosti i uzeo utočište uzvišenog zaštitnika, svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Smisao. Čovjek koji snosi punu odgovornost uvijek treba da je svestan najvažnije dužnosti sadašnjeg ljudskog oblika života. Delatnosti za zadovoljenje neophodnih potreba materijalnog života nisu sve na svetu. Uvijek treba da budno pazimo da nam je dužnost da postignemo najbolji položaj u sljedećem životu. Ljudski život je namijenjen da se pripremimo za ovu najveću životnu dužnost. Maharaj Katvanga se ovdje spominje kao sveti kralj, jer čak ni pored odgovornosti upravljanje državom, uopšte nije zaboravio najvišu životnu dužnost. Bio je to slučaj sa ostalim rađa rišima, svetim kraljima, poput Maharadža Judištira i Maharadža Parikšita. Sve ove ličnosti služe kao primjer, jer su budno obavljale svoju najvažniju dužnost. Maharaj Katvangu su pozvali polubogovi na više planete da se bori sa demonima. I kao kralj se borio u bitkama na opšte zadovoljstvo polubogova. Pošto ih je potpuno zadovoljio, želili su da mu daruju blagodet za materijalno uživanje, međutim, pošto je uvijek jako pazio na svoju prvenstvenu dužnost, raspitivao se za preostali dio života. To znači da nije želeo da zgrne materijalne blagodeti od polubogova, jer je trebalo da se pripremi za sljedeći život. Međutim, polubogovi su ga obavestili da će njegov život trajati još samo trenutak. Kralj je odmah napustio rajske planete, koje obiluju materijalnim uživanjem najviše vrste, i pošto je sišao na zemlju, uzeo konačno utočište svevišnje božanske ličnosti, koja pruža svaku sigurnost. Uspeo je u svom velikom pokušaju i postigao oslobođenje. Sveti kralj je uspeo u ovom pokušaju, iako je trajao samo jedan trenutak, jer je budno pazio na svoju najvažniju dužnost. Šukadev Gosvami je na taj način ohrabrio Maharadž Parikšita, iako mu je bilo preostalo samo 7 dana da obavi najvažniju dužnost slušanja o gospodinovim slavama u vidu Šrimad Bhagavatama. Gospodovom voljom Maharadž Parikšit se odmah susreo sa slavnim Šukadev Gosvamijem i ogromna riznica uspeha u duhovnom životu je prikladno opisana u Šrimad Bhagavatama.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satadine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gauravabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Who of you here is not familiar with the life history of Katvanga Maharaj? Please raise your hands.
Ko od vas ne zna istoriju života Maharaja Katvangi? Neka podigne ruku.
Then I will briefly explain it so that we can understand the mission of this verse better.
Onda ću ukratko ispričati tako da možemo da shvatimo šta znači ovaj stih.
Yes. Maharaj Kadvanga was a powerful Kshatriya king who was so able in fighting with celestial weapons that the demigods once asked him to come to the heavenly planets to fight in a war against demons, where they were slowly defeated.
Maharaj Kadvanga je bio toliko kvalifikovan u borbi posebno sa tim specijalnim oružjem da su ga čak i polubogovi pozvali na rajske planete da se bori s njima protiv demona.
Yeah. He was so qualified that in his present body he was allowed entry in these heavenly regions.
I on je bio toliko kvalifikovan da mu je bilo čak dozvoljeno da uđe sa svojim sadašnjim sopstvenim telom u te rajske predele.
That means that the vibration of the cells was increased to a higher frequency, and that's something very heavy process.
To znači da je frekvencija kojima su oscilovale njegove ćelije je bila uzdignuta na jedan viši nivo i to je veoma težak proces.
In this body no one can, without such a process you can't go there.
I bez takvog procesa niko ne može u ovom sadašnjem telu dođe tamo.
So at the end of the fight where he was highly victorious, the demigod said to him, thank you so much, you saved our life, you saved our existence here. Anything you want, we are prepared to give you as a reward.
I na kraju te borbe, kad su demoni bili poraženi, onda su polubogovi mu se obratili rečeno da žele da mu daju bilo šta što žele.
The demigods were powerful enough to give him wealth and potency, influence, mystical powers, anything you can imagine. But Kadvanga asked only for one thing. It's very amazing when you hear it.
I polubogovi su bili spremni da mu daju bilo šta, materijalno obilje, mistične moći. Međutim, Maharaj Kadvanga je želeo samo jednu stvar. Iznenađen je da čujete šta je to bilo.
You can just understand the character by understanding of what he asks.
I možemo da shvatimo njegov karakter samo kad čujemo šta je upitao.
I can imagine if you would have any person from Sombor in this situation, he would say novats or beautiful women please, or a journey to Hawaii and back.
I ako bismo imali neku osobu, ako bismo pitali neku osobu iz Sombora recimo, neku običnu osobu, onda ona bi se tražila ili novac ili putovanje na Hawaii ili lepe žene.
But Kadvanga asked for something else.
Ali Kadvanga je tražio nešto drugo.
And it had a reason why he asked for this.
I on imao razloga za to.
From his childhood onwards, he was engaged in worshipping deities.
Jer od ranog detinjstva on je obožavao božanstva.
Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was not much interested in the plays children play.
Baš kao Maharaj Parikshit, koji se nije puno zanimao za igranje kao dete.
And because he trained himself so well, he came to the state that he considered material things to be a hallucination.
I pošto je bio toliko dobro istreniran, onda je došao na takav jedan nivo da je smatrao te materijalne stvari halucinacijom.
So what did he ask for?
I šta je tražio?
He asked, how much more time do I live in this body? This is all I want to know. Have the blessing to know this.
I on je upitao samo jednu stvar. Koliko mi je još života preostalo u ovom telu?
Demigods, they looked into the future. I
polubogovi su pogledali u njegovu budućnost.
They became shocked and started to cry.
I oni su bili prepadnuti i počeli su da plaču.
Only one more moment.
Samo još trenutak.
So immediately Kadvanga Maharaj, he didn't say long duvidenya, sreten putra, so he just immediately went to the earthly planet and there practiced intensely the processes of bhakti yoga, mainly the chanting.
I Maharaj Pariksit se nije puno praštao s njima.
Kadvanga.
Se nije puno praštao s njima odmah u tom istom trenutku, samo se sručio na zemaljsku planetu i tamo je onda praktikovao strogosti.
No, no, strogosti. He's a bhakta. He's never chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
On se odmah zaokupio pevanje svetih imena.
Yes. So, there is a reason why this personality is mentioned by Shukadev Goswami here in the second chapter.
I postoji razlog zašto je ova osoba spomenuta u stvari u ovom drugom pevanju Srimad Bhagavatam.
Who of you can imagine this reason?
Ko od vas može da kaže koji je to razlog? On, Shukadev Goswami, u stvari se obraća Maharaj Parikshitu i on je u istoj situaciji.
Parikshit Maharaj has not a moment to live, but 7 days, but it's also short.
Maharaj Parikshitu je ostalo 7 dana, to nije samo trenutak, ali to isto prilično kratko.
Yeah. We are now, the days go so fast.
Danas dani prilično brzo lete.
Soon spring is there.
Ubrzo će proleće.
Soon there will be a revolution.
Uskoro će revolucija.
Soon there will be someone dying.
Uskoro će neko da umre.
Soon we will be old.
Uskoro ćemo mi da ostarimo.
Soon we will look at our lives back in frustration.
Uskoro ćemo se okrenuti i pogledati naš prošli život i sa frustracijom.
Or in great happiness.
Ili srećni.
Soon we will be dead.
Uskoro ćemo i mi umreti.
So Parikshit Maharaj was encouraged with this example.
I u stvari ovaj primjer je trebalo da ohrabri Maharaja Parikshita.
Don't feel spriženan.
Nemoj da budeš spržen.
Kadvanga had one moment. You have 7 days.
Maharaj Kadvangi je ostao samo jedan trenutak. Ti imaš 7 dana.
You can make it also in 7 days.
Ti isto možeš uspeti za 7 dana.
If you concentrate yourself like Maharaj Kadvanga.
Ako se skoncentriraš kao Maharaj Kadvanga.
In the same way, even you, Sudarshana, can make it in your life.
A tako i ti sudaš, ti možeš uspjeti u svom životu.
But you have to learn to follow in the examples of the right people, not the wrong people.
Ali trebaš da naučiš da slediš primjer pravilnih ljudi, pravih ljudi, ne pogrešnih.
Bruce Lee didn't make it.
Bruce Lee to nije pošlo za rukom.
He could make push-ups on only one finger of the little hand as much as he wanted. 50, 100, no problem. But he didn't really pass the test of life.
On je mogao čak da radi sklekove na malim, na malićima.
No, one.
Jedno.
Na
jednom. Jedno, yes, no problem.
Samo na jednom prstu, malom prstu, mogao da radi po 50, 100, koliko god je želeo, ali nije uspio da položi taj posljednji test.
But he cut his nails, bi ja kaš. Otherwise it doesn't work. Yeah.
This is for
music. No, for another instrument. I see.
Anyways,
he was prepared to do that.
I on je bio spreman da to radi.
Yes. So, are you preparing yourself?
I da li se mi pripremamo?
Are you thinking like this?
Da li tako razmišljate?
What do you do when you prepare yourself?
Šta radite kad se pripremate?
You really ask only one question.
Postavljamo samo jedno pitanje.
What's important now?
Šta je sad važno?
When you prepare yourself for the lecture, for instance.
Recimo kad se spremamo za lekciju.
What do I want to talk this morning to the devotee? This is the question. What's important? I know how many subjects I can talk about, but there are several. That's all what I did since 25 years talking, you know, so you can bring many subjects I can talk about. Not very well, but you know. So, but what I'm preparing myself, it's Sombor. It's 29th of March. It's Serbia. It cannot be too complicated, but it must be have a strong point.
Znači, mi bi mogli da razgovaramo o svemu i svačemu jutros, međutim, moramo da razmotrimo koja je situacija, koje je mesto i onda na osnovu toga onda spremimo lekciju.
What's important?
Šta je važno?
This is what you ask when you prepare yourself.
To se pitamo kad spremimo lekciju.
For anything, for a concert, you ask, what do we need for the amplification?
U stvari za bilo šta, čak i za koncert, šta nam je potrebno za ozvučenje?
What will we play and then how do I prepare the notes for this?
Šta ćemo svirati, šta ćemo tačno svirati?
If you are not prepared, it will not come out nice.
I ako se ne spremimo, onda neće baš ispasti lepo.
So when you, for instance, if I would ask, let me say, Jagannath to come up here and make 20 straight back push-ups.
Recimo, ako bi zatražio da Jagannath dođe ovde i da uradi na 20 sklekom.
But if he is not prepared,
ali ako nije spreman za to,
we would see 7.5.
Onda bi videli kako uradi 7.5.
You can see in your because you're a young man, when no one looks out in the shumi, you can try how much you can do without being prepared. You can tell me privately. I will not say it in the lecture.
I pošto si mlad, onda treba da isprobaš to u šumi kad niko ne gleda, onda dođi da mi kažeš koliko možeš.
So are you preparing yourself for life?
I tako, da li se spremaš za život?
What is your plan?
Koji je tvoj plan?
What is your preparation plan for today, Vamsi?
Recimo danas, koji je tvoj plan za pripremanje, Vamsi?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? It's a little private, you should keep your answers private, yes.
To je interesantno pitanje, ali to naravno privatno treba zadržiš.
What will you do today, Gorgopal?
Šta ćeš danas da radiš, Gorgopal?
So, Devi, what is your action plan today? For preparation for death.
Koji tvoj plan delovanja danas?
My dear devotees, you have to think like this.
Dragi moji bhakti, morate tako da razmišljate.
Otherwise you will just live into the day like a good for nothing.
Inače ćete samo da provodite dane kao niko ništa.
Yeah, niko ništa. In the scriptures, it is described that the best preparation we can do is to do something which drives away our ignorance and brings forth our Krishna consciousness.
U stvari, to bi trebalo da bude ono što će da odagna neznanje i da prizove našu svesnost Krišne.
There are not many things one can do in Kali Yuga to drive away material ignorance.
Nema puno stvari koje mi možemo da radimo u Kali Yugi koje bi mogle da odagnaju to materijalno znanje.
And if you want to do it all on your own, you will also fail.
I ako to želimo da radimo na svoju ruku, takođe nećemo uspjeti.
The last Sunday feast, I told an interesting story about driving away ignorance.
Prošli Sunday Feast sam ispričao jednu veoma zanimljivu priču o tome kako odagnati neznanje.
There was a Patel family who saw the light, who noticed that every evening the darkness came into their house and then into the village like a thief and stole away the light.
Patel family?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's
a name.
It's a name, yeah, in India.
Ah, no. U Indiji je porodica, zvali su se Patel, oni su vidjeli da uveče mrak dolazi i da krade svetlost.
Yes. So they thought that this is too much. We are very severe, strong Muscatskis. We can certainly drive away this thief called darkness, who steals away the light.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can read in the evening. We can talk longer. We can maybe, you know, prepare for the day's activities a little better, because we can see.
I onda su oni mislili, pošto smo mi tako snažni ratnici, onda ćemo mi pokušati da odagnamo to, taj mrak, i onda možemo uveče da čitamo i da radimo razne stvari.
Not so long ago I stayed in Vrindavan, and I must tell you, it became dark, I think around between 6 and 7 o'clock, and I really wished that it wouldn't become dark so early, because it meant we had to, you know, to practically stop the light. We had no electricity very often, and just what can you see from a little candle? I really wish the darkness wouldn't come so early. I can understand the Patel family.
Kada je mrak isto jako rano pao i pošto nema struje, onda je veoma teško, ne možemo da se čitamo, da se radi bilo šta drugo.
You can just see the light, and the light is there, you don't think about it, but in India, then it becomes dark, then it becomes dark.
Ovdje možemo veoma lako, samo uključimo svetlo i tu je, svetlost je tu. Međutim, u Indiji je malo teže to, kad se smračam, se stvarno smračam.
You know, isn't it? And it becomes dark, that's it. You know, go to bed, gentlemen.
And even if the electricity is there, it just goes on and on.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's even more torture, yeah. So, so the Patels all armed themselves with sticks, waiting before the house for the thief.
I onda su se Patelovi svi naoružali motkama i onda su čekali pred kućom lopova.
Now, after half an hour or so, one of the Patels, you know, it became 6 o'clock and it was still all right, but then one of the Patels went into the house to get a glass of water, and then he said, "The thief has entered, come!"
I onda kada je bilo negdje oko 6 sati, onda svi su još bili napolju, onda jedan od njih ušao u kuću da uzme malo, da popije malo vode, i onda je odmah uzviknuo, lopov je došao, lopov je stigao, dođite.
Yes, dođite. And then the other Patels came, they started to beat into the air with war cries.
I onda su svi pojurili unutra sa ratničkim okolicima, počeli da lupaju na okolo.
They tried to chase away the darkness.
I pokušali su da odagnaju tamo.
It became more dark.
I onda se još više smračilo.
And then one Patel screamed, "Ow! Darkness has beaten back!"
I onda jedan od njih povikao, "O, mrak je uzvratio udarac."
The other Patels also began to scream because they were beating on each other's heads.
Međutim, i drugi su jaukali jer su jedni druge udarali po glavom.
The morning around 7 o'clock, finally the darkness receded.
I onda ujutru u 7 konačno mrak se povukao.
And they screamed, victory, victory.
I oni su povikali, pobedili smo.
I'm sure he will not come back.
Sigurni smo da se neće više vratiti.
See, the blood here is from that.
Vidiš, vidiš, ova krv, to je ranili smo mrak.
But he has also beaten us very heavily.
Ali on je prilično dobro udarao i nas.
So then they saw the house, it was all destroyed.
I onda su pogledali kuću, bilo je sve razrušeno.
Heavy war, but he will not come back.
To je bio težak rat, ali neće se više vratiti.
That's what they thought for a whole day.
To su mislili ceo dan.
So this story illustrates that it's difficult to drive away darkness.
I ova priča nam ilustruje da je sorry koliko teško odagnati tamo.
He came back in the same night.
I on se vratio iste te noći.
1 minute earlier.
Čak jedan minut ranije.
Because it was starting to get winter.
Jer zima se približavala.
Isn't it sometimes like this in our lives also?
Zar tako nije ponekad u našim životima?
We have for some time a good face.
Ponekad lepo izgledamo.
Sometimes we are in the spiritual good.
Ponekad nam dobro ide.
Yes, period of our lives. But then again, it seems that the same ignorance which covered us before comes back again.
Ali onda dođe period kad vidimo stvari da to isto neznanje koje nas je prikrivalo ranije da nam se ponovo vraća.
The devotees who have visited the holy dams in India have described that when they returned from into the West, they were full of good, ideas that this time Maya will not get me.
Bhakte koji se vraćaju iz Indije imaju to iskustvo da kad se vraćaju onako inspirisani, oporavljeni, imaju puno ideja i misle da Maja me ovog puta neće srediti.
I will do this, that and the other thing.
Radit ću ovo i ono.
And then I will always remain on the transcendental level.
I uvek ću ostati na transcendentalnom nivou.
It always comes back to the same old story.
Ali mi se ponovo vraćamo na staru priču.
You can not drive away darkness with on your own.
Tu tamu ne možemo odagnati na svoju ruku.
Krishna describes this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, my energy, Devi Hesha, is insurmountable.
I Krishna to opisuje u Bhagavad Gita. On kaže, Devi Hesha, moja energija nepremostiva.
You cannot fight the material energy.
Ne možemo se boriti s njom.
Give it up, it's hopeless.
Odustanimo od toga, to je beznadežno.
It is not under your control.
To nije u našoj moći.
It is fully under the control of Krishna.
To je pod kontrolom Krishna.
If you can somehow get the help of Krishna, then only Maya will go.
Jedino ako dobijemo pomoć Krishna, onda Maya može da ode.
I want to tell you a little illustration from my life before I came to Krishna consciousness. When I was delivering every morning the newspaper, World on Sunday, it was called.
Mogu da vam dam jedan primjer iz mog života pre nego što sam postao bhakta. Tada sam delio novine i novine su se zvale Svet nedeljom.
Yes, and I remember there was this one rich man who requested me to bring him this World on Sunday on his bed, and he would always give me 5 njemačka marka.
I sećam se, bio jedan bogataš I bio je jedan bogataš koji je uvek tražio da mu donesem to u njegov, kad on još spavao, da mu donesem do kreveta i uvek bi mi dao donaciju od 5 maraka još.
Yes. So he had a very terrible dog.
I on je imao užasnog psa.
Yeah, I mean a really heavy one.
Stvarno jednog zločudnog.
He was usually, you know, in his place, it was a big cage.
No, u stvari on je bio zatvoren u kavez.
But I remember this one morning, he would, I would come, I was coming to the gate, and all of a sudden this dog was on the gate.
A jednog jutra sam dolazio i onda pas bio pušten, bio na kapi.
Yeah, it was big like an elephant.
Bio velik kao slon.
And it made a noise you can't imagine, like the time of the dissolution of the universe. He barked so loud.
I lajao toliko glasno da izgledao kao da je kraj sveta.
Yes, and he was running on the fence and he was barking at me, and the water was showering me, you know, from his mouth. Really heavy.
I bio stvarno užasan, lajao na mene i pena mu išla na usta i skakao je.
But on that Sunday, for a reason which I do not want to explain here, I absolutely needed the 5 marks.
Ali te nedelje, zbog nekog razloga koji ne želim pomenem, meni su trebale te pare.
And how do I get over this through this dog?
Kako sada prođe pored tog psa?
So what I did is I rang on the door.
E sad ja sam pozvonio.
Ring, 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 ring. And I really had to close my eyes to not look into the face of this dog who wanted to attack me.
A za to vreme nisam smeo da gledam psa koji je htio da me napadne.
He almost jumped over the fence.
On je skoro preskočio ogradu.
Now, after some time the rich man came.
E sad nakon nekog vremena došao taj bogataš.
And he just said, Valdi!
I on je samo rekao, Valdi!
And Valdi immediately, you know, became controlled by him.
I isto trenutka Valdi je došao pod njegovu kontrolu.
He became very civilized.
Postao civilizovan.
Yes, and the rich man opened the gate and said, come.
I bogataš mi otvorio vrata i rekao, dođi.
Yeah, and I can understand that you didn't want to walk through this Valdi. Yeah.
Mogu da razumem, nisi mogu da prođeš pored Valdija.
But he's a nice guy, see?
Ali on je fin momak.
I keep my distance and you keep your distance, Valdi.
Dobro, ali ipak ja ću biti na odstojanju, ti isto budi malo.
But Valdi didn't keep his distance.
Ali Valdi se nije držao toga.
His heart was full of affection for me now.
Njegovo srce je bilo puno ljubavi prema meni sada.
He licked my hand in great appreciation.
On je mi lizao ruku.
Don't bite my hand, Valdi.
Nemoj da me ugrizeš, Valdi.
So the rich man said, see, he's quite all right.
I taj bogataš je rekao, vidiš, on je u redu.
But only in the presence of you, I said.
Ali ja sam rekao, da, ali samo kad si ti tu.
This is exactly the position of Maya.
I to je, u stvari, tačno taj položaj isto ima Maya.
Maya is like Valdi.
Maya je kao Valdi.
Your only chance is that Krishna comes.
Naša jedina šansa je da Krishna dođe.
He is the only one who can control the material energy.
On je jedini koji može da ovlada materijalnom energijom.
If you are not in the presence of Krishna, the material energy will just devour you.
I ako nismo u prisustvu Krishne, materijalna energija će nas proždreti.
Material energy goes back only if her master commands her.
I materijalna energija se povlači samo kada njen gospodar dođe.
My dear devotees, do you understand?
Dragi moji bhakti, da li to shvatate?
You need Krishna.
Potreban nam je Krishna.
It's like you cannot get away from darkness without the sun.
Isto kao što ne možemo da pobegnemo od mraka ako nije tu sunce.
And you can also not get control Maya without the help of Krishna.
Isto tako ne možemo da ovladamo Majom bez Krišne pomoći.
It is simply not possible.
To jednostavno nije moguće.
Many yogis have tried before you.
Mnogi jogi su to pokušavali pre nas.
Yes. This is explained in the Bhagavatam. It says, it is true that by practicing restraint of the senses by the yoga system, one can get relief from the disturbances of desire and lust.
You Bhagavatam the tradition, one cannot.
One can.
Practicing.
It is true that by practicing restraint of the senses.
Istina je da uzdržavajući čula pomoću sistema joge osoba može da se oslobodi uznemirenja od koje donose želje i požuda.
Yes. It is possible to get some peace if you control the senses.
Znači, moguće je doći do nekog mira ako vladamo čulima.
But you won't become satisfied by this.
Ali nećemo dobiti dovoljno zadovoljstva pomoću toga, za dušu.
And as long as you're not satisfied, you're still in danger.
A sve dok nismo zadovoljni, još uvijek smo u opasnosti.
For instance, on this tour I became very sick and I had to eat extremely simple.
Kao recimo na ovoj turneji ja sam se razbolio i morao sam da jedem veoma jednostavne stvari.
Yes, but yesterday it struck me.
Ali juče jednostavno.
For 5 days I just almost only ate water and air mixed with a little vegetable.
Jer za 5 dana sam jeo praktički, živio sam samo na vazduhu i vodi s malo povrćem.
But that was not enough to satisfy me.
To nije bilo dovoljno da me zadovolji.
Then yesterday evening I ate 2 of Girihari's fantastic rolls.
I juče sam pojeo 2 komada od Giridarijeve fantastične gibanice.
Yes, it was, you know, I'm living happily.
I tako, živim srećno.
It did do only good things to me.
When? This?
This food, yes.
This food, to mi je prijalo.
But I was meditating. Yeah, this is the human existence. One has to be satisfied. Otherwise, one just says, enough of this.
Ali to je ljudsko postojanje. Mora da budemo zadovoljni, inače ćemo reći samo dosta toga.
In food, one has to be satisfied.
Hranom, u hrani mora da budemo zadovoljni.
But especially in life, your soul has to be satisfied.
Ali posebno u životu naša duša treba da bude zadovoljna.
And that you cannot do by restraining the senses.
A to ne možemo.
You cannot get.
A to ne možemo da postignemo tako što uzdržavamo čula.
You have to engage in the devotional service of Mukunda.
Mora da predano služimo Mukundu.
Yes. So my dear devotees, you can only be successful in your life if you invite the Krishna Sun into your life.
Dakle, možemo da budemo srećni u životu samo ako pozovemo sunce, Vaj Krishna.
Dry yoga practices, you won't be successful.
I primenjujući procese joge ne možemo da postanemo
sunce. And by living the Serbian lifestyle, you will be also totally frustrated.
A ako živimo u srbijanskom stilu života, onda so, također nećemo biti srećni.
You may have mundane friendships.
Možemo da sklapamo svetovna prijateljstva.
They will turn into mundane animosity after some time.
I nakon nekog vremena to će se izokrenuti u neprijateljstvo.
You should invite the Krishna Sun in your life.
Mora da pozovemo Krishna sunce u naš život.
Now how to do this?
E sad, kako to uraditi?
It is described by chanting the holy name, which is like the sun. You can do this.
I to je opisano, rečeno je da to možemo ako pevamo sveto ime, jer ono je kao sunce.
And then the darkness of Maya, of illusion, will be controlled.
I tada će tama iluzije biti ovladana.
Now it's very interesting, this the Krishna's holy name is compared to the sun.
E sad, veoma je zanimljiva ta usporedba Krishna sa suncem.
Yeah, when the sun rises, you will see that the portions of light will become stronger every second almost, and the portions of darkness will become weaker.
Jer pri izlasku sunca možemo da vidimo da svakog trenutka taj deo svetlosti se pojačava i deo mraka nestaje.
In the beginning of one's life, the chanting is very dark.
Na početku našeg mantranja veoma puno tame ima.
It's full of aparadas.
I ima puno aparada.
Full of offenses.
Puno uvreda.
Then slowly you come to the Namabasa state.
Međutim, polako, malo po malo dolazimo do stadijuma Namabasa.
That's where you try to avoid the offenses in chanting.
I tu mi pokušamo da izbegavamo uvrede.
And at that time, if you make this conscious endeavor, you will see that the chanting is like the sunrise. You can see it, the sun, in other words, already in the horizon. You can feel it. You may not see it, but you can see the sun rays.
I tad, kad uložemo taj svestan napor, onda čak možemo da vidimo sunce. Ne možemo da vidimo sunce, ali njegove zrake.
At that time, thieves and Draculas go to bed.
I tada, lopovi, Drakule, oni odlaze na spavanje.
Yes. This analogy means something.
I ta analogija je znači nešto.
When the rays of the holy name appear on the horizon, the lust and greed go to bed.
Kada se zraci svetog imena pojave na horizontu, onda požuda i pohlepa odlaze na spavanje.
So that soon the full sun is there.
I,
and soon the full sun is really visible. That's called Shudanam.
I uskoro puno sunce će biti vidljivo i to se, taj stadijum se zove Shudana.
That's when you chant and you see Krishna on your, hear Krishna on your tongue.
E, to je kad mantramo i osjećamo da nam je Krishna na jeziku.
At that time you want millions of tongues.
E, to je kada poželimo milione jezika.
And millions of ears to hear.
I milione ušiju da čujemo.
This is how the sun, the chanting of the holy name is compared with the sunrise.
I zato se pevanje svetog imena poredi sa izlaskom sunca.
Now many devotees, unfortunately, not many, but some devotees all over the world, there are these species who don't experience this in their lives.
E sad, ima bakta koji to ne doživljavaju u svom životu.
Yeah. They are very unfortunate devotees.
Oni su veoma nesrećni.
See, they do not come out of the state of chanting with offenses.
Jer oni ne prevazilaze taj nivo mantranje sa uvredom.
And therefore they cannot come to the Namabasa state.
I tako ne mogu da dođu do tog stadijuma Namabasa.
The rays of the light of the chanting is, you know, where the rays are of the chanting are spreading, and where the chanting becomes, you know, where all miseries go away.
Jer to je kada se zraci svetog imena šire i kada sve bede, nevolje nestaju.
It is described by chanting, misery is destroyed.
Jer opisano je da mantranjem, pevanjem svetih imena se uništava
misery,
beda.
Yes. The unclean heart is purified from sin.
nečisto srce bilo očišćeno od greha.
And all kinds of devotional service are awakened.
I tada se bude sve vrste predanog služenja.
This is done by chanting with faith.
I to se postiže pevanjem svetih imena sa verom.
Faith in the holy name.
Sa verom u sveto ime.
Faith in Krishna.
Sa verom u Krishna.
And this faith manifests that you will try to chant attentively.
I ta vera se manifestuje tako što mi pokušavamo da mantramo pažljivo.
There is a great enemy running through the Serbian devotees.
Stoji veliki neprijatelj koji trči među srpskim baktama.
Yeah, it's called inattentive chanting.
I to se zove nepažljivo mantranje.
I have seen this now over the time of the tour and convinced myself they usually cannot chant one round without talking.
I to sam vidio tokom ove turneje da ne mogu da izmantraju čak nijedan krug a da ne kažu nešto.
I have seen devotees who can only chant maybe 3 times the Hare Krishna mantra, then they have to talk.
Vidio sam bhakte koji mogu da izgovore samo 3 puta Hare Krishna mantru i onda mora da nešto kažu.
Yes, impossible to continue.
Jednostavno ne mogu da nastavim.
The urge to talk is much stronger than anything else in their lives.
Jer taj nagon za razgovor je puno snažniji od bilo čega u njihovom životu.
As long as we chant with these offenses, we will not experience anything in Krishna consciousness, and we will be like the Patel family with the darkness. And after some time, you know, we get our sticks out. This is too much Maya here, and you know, we try to fight the darkness on our own, but it doesn't work. Also,
i sve dok budemo tako radili, bit ćemo kao Patelovi koji će motkama pokušati da odagnaju mrak, a onda nakon nekog vremena će vidjeti da ne mogu da uspiju u tome.
But I've seen also several devotees, you can see them, they're very clever, they chant so concentrated. I've seen them in the Beograd temple with my own eyes. Sit somewhere and sit somewhere and you know, they usually don't sit in the office. I have noticed this. They sit usually in the temple room. I count this out. The Mataji case, I have seen these Matajis who do this don't sit before the kitchen.
I isto Mataji koje tako mantraju, one ne sede pored kuhinje.
They also are found in the temple room, I have found out with my own eyes.
I one također odu u temple room, ja sam to vidio svojim očima.
These are the intelligent people I have seen.
E, to su inteligentni ljudi, ja sam, koji sam vidio.
Please let us follow their example.
Sledimo njihov primjer.
After all, we don't have so much time.
Na kraju krajeva nemamo toliko puno vremena.
After all, we do, it has been seen, I have seen personally, one does not become happy on the, if one is not in Krishna conscious.
I na kraju, ako nismo svjesni Krishna, ne možemo da budemo srećni.
After all, everything always goes wrong for those who are not in Krishna conscious.
I na kraju sve pođe krivo za one koji nisu svjesni Krishna.
After all, politics always enter when we are not in Krishna conscious.
I na kraju uvek uđe neka politika ako nismo svjesni Krishna.
Darkness somehow always comes back, I have seen.
I mrak se na neki način uvek ušunje nazad.
The Patels have seen.
I Patelovi su isto vidjeli to.
It came back the night.
Te iste noći se vratio.
Honestly.
Iskreno rečeno.
They were surprised.
I oni su bili iznenađeni.
But he came back.
Ali on se vratio.
So, therefore let us take shelter in the chanting of the holy names without, by trying to avoid the offenses.
I stoga treba da uzmemo utočište pevanje svetog imena bez da pravimo uvrede.
And the most offenses come from being inattentive by children.
A većina uvreda dolazi od toga što smo nepažljivi pri mantranju.
Now it's very interesting to know there is a in Hari Bhakti Vilas there are rules for chanting.
E sad, veoma interesantno, u Hari Bhakti Vilasi postoje pravila za mantranje.
And also one japa sampati hetava is called one rule for being attentive while chanting.
I također jedno pravilo kako da budemo pažljivi pri mantranju.
It's not so easy to be attentive.
To nije tako lako.
I'm trying this since a long time and I'm really I could talk for hours on this because I'm really trying to get this inattention out of my life, bacate him out, you know. But it's not so easy.
Ja to stvarno pokušam već toliko dugo vremena i mogu bi da pričam jako dugo o tome, međutim to nije tako ni malo lako da izbaciti tu nepažljivost sa svog života.
The heart must be purified.
Srce mora da bude čisto.
Because the heart will always go, that means the mind will always go to what is in the heart.
Jer um sledi srce.
When you have a political heart, the mind always goes to Andrej Milošević.
Ako imamo politički nastrojeno srce, onda onda um jednostavno misli na Miloševića.
If you have a heart which always is with women, you always will think of women.
Ako naše srce, ako u našem srcu, ako su samo žene, onda ćemo misliti samo na žene.
To je prirodno.
To je prirodno.
To je prirodno.
What?
Prirodno.
Prirodno, that's a very good way to say it, yes. Now, how can you purify the heart, especially in the regards to how can you become attentive?
E sad, kako, to možemo sad da povežemo te dvije stvari. Kako pročistiti srce i kako biti pažljiv?
It's very interesting. I will not request you to give your analysis on this because it's so interesting. When I read it the first time, I said, "Why didn't I think of this?"
It's all right.
Yeah. This means to be attentive. Purification of the heart is required.
Da bismo bili pažljivi, potrebno je da pročistimo srce.
This means keeping silence.
To znači čutati, biti, održavati tišinu.
Or to be more clear.
Ili da budemo jasniji.
Avoiding unfavorable talking.
Izbjegavati
nepotrebno pričanje.
Yeah. See, when you talk all day, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, then you will not be able to be attentive.
Jer kad tako govorimo po ceo dan, onda nećemo moći da budemo pažljivi.
If you bloody blah too much,
ako puno brbljamo,
speak prajalpa,
ili govorimo prajalpa,
your mind will always go rum rum rum. You must be careful what you say.
Um će nam samo lutati unokolo, mora da pazimo šta govorimo.
During the day,
tokom dana.
Especially you must avoid talking bad about others. This is like I have learned a little Serbian and this is really what I have heard a lot in Serbia. So much, everyone has something to say about the other when he is not present. It is You are the world masters in this.
Posebno govoriti loše o drugima. Ja sam lično naučio sam malo srpski, pa sam tako slušao, čujem većinom šta se govori, to je da se govori loše o drugima kad oni nisu tu.
And what I hear? Black magic, kissing, being crazy is the smallest offense which I hear, that he's crazy, you know, and so on and so forth. It's so much Vaishnav apparat.
Šta čujem? Čujem crna magija, pa
kissing,
ljubljenje, pa poljubci. To je i najmanja...
The smallest is... Oh, he is crazy.
Najmanje uvreda je, on je lud.
Oh, he is a maimon. That's also often I hear this.
Ili on je maimon?
Yes. This is not good.
To nije dobro.
Control the tongue.
Vladajmo jezikom.
Let him, don't allow him to talk Vaishnava aparats.
Ne dozvoliti mu da govori Vaishnava parade.
If there is a devotee who has difficulties, why don't you help him or her?
Ako je tu neki bhakta kome je teško, zašto mu ne pomoći?
What good will come for the person or for you if you talk bad about someone?
I šta dobro može proizaći iz toga ako o nekom govorimo loše?
What will you win?
Šta ćemo dobiti?
Some feeling that you are better than him or her.
Neki osjećaj da smo bolji od njega ili nje.
But aren't you doing the same?
Ali zar ne radimo isto to?
You talk about the difficulty the other has. You're dwelling on the same subject matter.
Ako govorimo o tim poteškoćama koje neko ima, onda mi u stvari smo zaokupljeni tim istim stvarima.
So, this is the first instruction to avoid unfavorable talking.
Znači to je prva poenta da izbjegavamo nepoželjno, nepovoljno govorenje.
Then the next tip the Hari Bhakti Vilas has is while chanting one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra.
E sad, sljedeći savjet koji nam daje Hari Bhakti Vilasa je da
one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra while chanting.
Da sa ljubavlju se sećamo šta znači stari mantra. Dok mantramo,
da. Let us have this because it's a long let us have it again. While chanting one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra.
Dok mantramo sa ljubavlju moramo da se sećamo značenja mantre.
Yes. Is it clear that he did it or arrived? Yeah, it's very important. My dear Lord, please engage me in your service.
Dragi moji gospode, molim te uključi me u svoju službu.
It means something.
To nešto znači.
Ishvari, can you? You don't need to talk. You can all do it outside. This is. It means something.
To nešto znači.
Why do you forget?
A zašto to zaboravimo?
Then it ends the Hari Bhakti Vilas ends there are three qualities while chanting.
I onda Hari Bhakti Vilas se to završava navodeći tri odlike pri pevanju.
Steadiness,
to je postojanost.
Patience,
strpljenje.
And attachment,
i privrženost.
These are the treasures.
E, to su blaga.
Steadiness means every day.
Postavnost, to znači svaki dan.
Patience, you know what it means. You cannot always expect the result to come immediately. You have to be patient, wait when it comes.
A strpljenje znamo šta znači, mora da budemo strpljivi i da rezultat dođe sam.
And attachment.
Ja, privrženost.
To chanting, yeah, it will come after some time.
I to će doći nakon nekog vremena.
My dear devotees.
Dragi moji bhakte.
And dear skeptics.
I dragi skeptici.
My dear philosophers.
Dragi moji filozofi.
And my dear uninterested ones.
I oni koji nisu zainteresovani.
Please know, you need a reform in your life.
Znajte da vam treba reforma u životu.
If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, you need every day a reform in your life.
Ako želite da se vratite kući natrag Bogu, onda vam je potrebna reforma svaki dan.
And it becomes very easy if you take care of them, the holy name.
A to će postati veoma lako ako uzmemo držite svetog imena.
Yes. I'm 100% convinced.
Ja sam 100% uveren u to.
This was Srila Prabhupada's gift to the Western world.
I to je bio Srila Prabhupada poklon zapadnom svetu.
Once he was asked, what pleases you the most?
Jednom su ga upitali, šta te zadovoljava najviše?
He had given at different times different answers, so I will just highlight this answer and not the others.
Jer on je u stvari na to pitanje odgovarao u različitim situacijama na različite načine, međutim ja ću sada naglasiti ovaj odgovor.
He said, if you chant,
ako pevate sveto ime,
once the Sangatan devotees came to him and said, Prabhupada, what can we do to significantly increase the results of book distribution?
A jednom su Sankirtan Bhakta otišli do Prabhupada i pitali su ga kako, šta možemo posebno da uradimo da povećali deljenje knjiga.
And Srila Prabhupada thought for a good while.
I Srila Prabhupada dobro razmislio jedno vreme.
And then he said, if you chant without interruption your 16 rounds.
Ako bez prekida izmantramo svojih 16 krugova.
He said also, of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential.
On je također rekao da od svih uputstva duhovnog učitelja najznačajnija je ona da mantramo 16 krugova sa pažnjom.
Yes. Most essential.
To je od najveće važnosti.
Yes. I'm sure if you would go to Srila Prabhupada and say, what can we do?
I siguran sam ako bismo otišli do Srila Prabhupada i pitali ga šta da radimo.
We want to spread Krishna consciousness more.
Želimo da proširimo svesnost Krishne sve više i više.
We want a wonderful atmosphere amongst the devotees.
Želimo da bude jako lepa atmosfera među bhaktama.
I believe that amongst the answers which Srila Prabhupada gave, I do not cannot profess that I can speak for himself, but amongst the points he would mention, he would place great emphasis on the chanting of the holy names.
E sad, govoreći u njegovo ime, ja ne znam tačno šta bi rekao, ali sigurno bi naglasio pevanje svetih imena.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your attempts at attention.
Hvala vam puno na vašoj pažnji.
Yes. Do you have any questions regarding these points?
Da li imate neko pitanje u vezi ovoga?
It's very clear, isn't it?
Veoma jasno.
But what will you do now?
Ali šta sad ćemo da uradimo?
In 5 minutes it's forgotten usually.
Obično to zaboravimo za 5 minuta.
On Serbia and 3.
A u Srbiji za 3.
Maybe you want to listen to it again for clarity. It is recorded by Baba Tarini. It's tape recorder. Am I? I know this tape recorder already. Since many years. you can maybe discuss it amongst yourself, make an Easter ghosty.
I da bi to ostalo u nama, onda imamo to snimljeno sad tu i također možemo da razgovaramo međusobno, da napravimo Ishta Gosti.
At least my disciples could do an Ishta Gosti amongst themselves. The others can run away. Yeah. Just forget it.
Yeah.
But you know, there is a, but I am really 100% convinced. It's all right. It's all right. I'm a little stern, unnecessarily heavy. Yes, yes. Please do something about this.
Molim vas, preduzmite nešto u vezi sa tim.
There's nothing more frustrating. I will not come to Serbia again if you don't do anything against this about this.
Neću ponovo doći ovamo ako nešto ne preduzmem.
Because I really feel, my dear devotees, this is something so important. We just can't wish it away like everything else, you know. This it's something which you have to act upon.
Jer, dragi moji bakte, to je nešto što ne možemo tek tako gurnuti u stranu. To jednostavno moramo da radimo na tome.
Everything has been taken away from us.
Sve nam je oduzeto.
We are not rich any longer.
Nismo više bogati.
We live a very simple life.
Živimo jednostavan život.
We have given up everything.
I ostavili smo sve.
The Serbian public looks at us with two minds.
I ljudi napolju gledaju nas sa dva uma.
We are meant for this chanting. We are the Hare Krishna people.
Mi jednostavno treba da mantramo, mi smo namijenjeni, stvoreni za to.
Let us not hide the fact.
I ne sakrivajmo tu činjenicu.
We have done a step.
Mi smo pružili taj korak.
Which is highly special.
I on je veoma poseban.
If we now don't also behave like this.
I ako se također ne ponašamo tako,
if we remain ordinary on an ordinary platform of consciousness,
već ostanemo na običnom nivou svjesnosti,
what's the use of having done all this?
Kako korist onda od svega toga što smo radili?
Der A sagt, muss auch B sagen.
Ko kaže A, mora da kaže i B.
We have tried this. Du warst in Deutschland. When you come on a stage,
kada dođemo na pozornicu,
and you are a dancer, you have to dance.
I ako smo plesač, onda mora da plešemo.
Imagine, you know, our Violeta from Beograd comes on the stage, looks at all the people, then runs away from the stage. This would not be good.
Zamislimo da naša Violeta iz Beograda dođe na pozornicu i se treba pleše, ona jednostavno ostaje sve pobjede.
Our Mahodari is supposed to sing and she looks at the people and gets a runs away. This would be very disgraceful.
Jako Mahodari treba peva, dođe na binu i sad pobegne.
You can do this one time.
To je nečasno.
Like Ishvari, when she explained her multivision show in Beograd, she went like and it was all. But not many times.
To možemo da uradimo jednom eventualno, ali ne možemo tako da nastavimo da radimo.
So we are now in the Hare Krishna movement, we have to chant.
I mi smo sad u pokretu svesnosti Krishna, mora da pevamo sve time.
And I mean without offenses.
I po tim mislim bez uvreda.
I mean with attention.
Pažljivo.
I mean trying to avoid the offenses.
I da pokušavamo da izbjegamo uvrede.
Working at our attention.
I da radimo na svojoj pažljivosti.
Thank you for hearing me. I'm very sorry. I had to deliver the lecture so forceful because there would be no chance that you would listen in any other way.
žao mi je što sam tako silovito izlagao, jer ne bi bilo, ne bismo mogli da pratimo drugačije.
Please don't become disturbed with me.
Molim vas, nemojte da, da budete uznemireni.
I don't like to to lecture with a club in my hand like this.
Ne volim da dajem lekciju sa bezdovanom u ruci.
But I'm coming so rarely here and I feel I must make some strong impression in your mind so that you will keep this these instructions.
Ali ovamo dolazim tako retko i onda imam osjećaj da treba da ostavim neki jači utisak koji će onda ostaviti trag u našoj svesnosti.
Believe me, I like all of you very much and I just want to help somehow.
Verujte mi, ja vas sve puno volim i želim da vam pomognem na neki način.
But I cannot help you like Rohini Sutta Prabhu can do in the organizational field, but all I can do is preach about important subjects.
Ja možda ne mogu da vam pomognem u organizaciji kao što to može Rohini Sutta Prabhu, ali ja mogu da vam pričam o raznim stvarima.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gaurinanda ki, Go Premanandi, Srila Gaurinanda ki, 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 Srila Gaurinanda ki,